The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Hello everybody, this is Bill Friday with another edition of Fit and Healthy at Anytime, and I have with me the owner of Anytime Fitness in Wasaga Beach, in Orillia, and in Alliston, Rosanna Catanero. Rosanna, welcome to our very first program.
Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
I've worked out here, and you've got just a great facility. And a very convenient one, too. You're open, like, all the time, aren't you?
24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow. now, so everybody can come at any time and work out.
That's right.
Very good. So where are your locations? Where are you?
Our first location was in Orillia, and Wasaga Beach, where we are right now, is location number two. And Alliston is our third location.
Okay, and you want to give the addresses of those places, just so the people...
For sure. So Orillia is 3275 Monarch Drive. It's in the Westridge Plaza. Wasaga Beach is 1263 Mosley Street in the Riverbend Plaza. And Alliston is 130 Young Street in the Alliston Mills West Complex, which used to be the old Zeller's building.
Oh, really? So tell me about yourself a little bit. How did you get into this business? I mean, really, it's quite a fascinating business for you to get into, I'm sure.
Yeah. So my background is business and specifically marketing. Franchising is always something that I had wanted to do. And when the opportunity came up, 6 years ago, when we first started considering franchising, searches revealed a new company called, or a company that was about 8 or 9 years old, called Anytime Fitness, that was relatively little well known in Canada, but growing. And turns out they were number 18 on the Franchise 500 list. And I loved what they did. They offered fitness at a convenient time, convenient locations. There was a sense of camaraderie and friendliness in the clubs, and I really liked that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
What also, on the business side of things, would appeal to me was we were hiring professional staff. We were not having inventory. It was more service based, which is something that was a lot more interesting to me than the traditional franchise models of fast food and the usual suspects that you always hear about when you think of franchising.
Yeah,
so it was something a little bit different, and I really liked the concept.
Are you a fitness person yourself, or was it just simply from a business standpoint?
I was very interested in fitness as well. So it was at a time in my life where I was working out quite a bit. I'm not a trainer or anything like that. It was just something that I liked to do. And at a point in my life where I needed to be doing it.
Very good. You have a great array of equipment here. Do they sort of point you in the right direction as far as the machines, the workout machines that you have?
Yes.
Should I call them machines?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Anytime Fitness does have a sort of a formula for what will work in most clubs. The franchisees do have the flexibility to kind of tailor it. We've always been very strong in functional training. So beyond the machines, you always see kettlebells, a lot of free weights, resistance equipment, body weight type of equipment, because that's where people are really making changes. The machines are great for getting started or maxing out your session, But functional training is really where people are going to get the results, mm-hmm. Which is a direction that Anytime Fitness is going more so in the future. So the new clubs that will be built and the reinventions that are done are going to have larger functional training areas and a wider array of functional training equipment.
When you say functional training, you mean a group? Is that what you're talking about?
Not necessarily. It can be done individually or as a group, but I'm referring to kettlebells, free weights, tension bands, TRX.
Rather than the machines,
Rather
than the machines.
Yes.
And you feel it going in that direction?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I better change my schedule. So in demystifying the personal training landscape, could you give me an idea of a new person coming into Anytime Fitness? Can you tell me what they might do?
Sure. When we meet our members, everybody comes in with the same question. How much does it cost? What do you got here? How many treadmills? That's not important. You're not going to get your goals with those questions. What we do when we are taking somebody on a tour is really try and get to know them, because everybody's goals are unique, and we're really qualifying us as a facility for them, not just trying to sell them something they don't need. So their goals might be weight loss, it might be building muscle, we don't know, but we also try and find out, well, why? Like, nobody really wants to see... It's not so important to see a certain number on the scale. That's not what's driving them. It's the motivation behind it, whether it's a wedding or a medical condition. They want to enjoy their grandchildren and be able to mm-hmm. be active with them. So that's what we're looking for. So we can understand what's motivating them. It helps us to, get them started in the right direction.
Give them a proper program, is
exactly.
that right?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So once they've joined, what we like to do in that initial meeting is schedule them with a fitness consultation with one of our trainers. In that session, what they'll do is, again, kind of go through their goals with the qualified recommendations of a personal trainer. They'll be going through a fitness assessment at that time, so basically a movement screen, to see where they're at. It's not meant to judge or, pigeonhole them into a certain group. It's meant to see where they're currently at and what we need to do to improve their flexibility, improve their movement so they can do the things to help them lose weight or build muscle. And from there, depending on their goals, we always recommend some form of personal training, depending on where they're at.
Since you mentioned personal training, could you give me an idea? What is virtual coaching, for instance?
So virtual coaching, Anytime Fitness just launched a brand new app that is available for download on your mobile device. It's free to all of our members, and it also incorporates other apps such as MapMyFitness and MyFitnessPal. So there's really good value in using it, and that's all part of your membership. When we do invite you to download that app, you're assigned a coach, which is one of the personal trainers that you see out and about in the club that you belong to. So it's not, a trainer in California that you've never met. You can actually talk to these people.
You can actually
as well.
See them, yeah.
Yep. And it's a good way, if you have a question or whatever, you can just shoot that coach a quick message and they'll be able to answer. It's also a way for our coaches to keep in touch with people that they've mm-hmm. that they've done a consultation with or they've seen around the gym.
Yeah. Or why haven't you been out?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why haven't you been out lately? Yeah.
So it's a much better tool for us to keep in contact with our members.
Yeah.
There's also a database of all kinds of different exercises that they can do. They can track their fitness, their measurements, their weight, their nutrition. So it's a very powerful tool to be using.
And that's free to all your members.
To members, yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful. Now, tell me a little bit about group training. Obviously, it's like a class. Is that correct?
It's personal training, so we don't use the word class.
Oh, okay.
So group training is it's launching April 10th here, so Monday, April 10th, which is three days. And the idea with group training is not only are the members getting a great workout, they're getting motivation not just from a personal trainer, but from their peers. So there's a friendly camaraderie, a bit of friendly competition happening, and everybody's cheering each other on. So it sometimes helps to push them more in their workout, or to motivate them more, or just, you know, seeing somebody progress. Mm-hmm. It changes the culture of the workout compared to just a one-on-one with a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So group training, in order to qualify that, you have to have good movement patterns, which is determined in the fitness consultation with the trainer.
I can see that you would make new friends by doing this.
Absolutely.
And there's a little bit of camaraderie going on with a group. Is that correct?
That's definitely part of the formula. Yeah. A lot of people struggle to get to the gym because they don't have a gym buddy, or they don't have a gym buddy who is on the same schedule as them. So if they know they're coming to a group session tonight, there's going to be seven other people with the same goals or similar goals, and they've got friends to work out with. So yeah, the camaraderie is really a key part of
really
group
important
training.
I would think
definitely
And makes people want to come again.
It's motivating, not miss the
yep. session that they're in.
Yeah, so they're not only accountable to themselves and their goals, they're accountable to their trainer, and they're also accountable to the rest of the people in the group that are
Is this a scheduled type thing?
It is.
Like every Monday or whatever?
To start out, we're offering six sessions per week, evenings and earlier in the day.
And is it mostly in the barbell area or that type of thing?
We do have a functional training area in the gym, mm-hmm. and if the group is larger, or depending on their depending on the exercises that they might be doing, they might use a studio, just depending on what is happening. Mm-hmm. So the way they're structured is to allow for a full body workout. It's based on science, so the exercises that are grouped together are going to be the idea is they work your whole body. You're either going to be getting a conditioning workout, which is our burn or our base program, or you're going to be getting a muscle building program, which is our builds.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, personal training. If I want to get somebody who's going to get me in shape in a hurry, can you tell me about that?
Well, absolutely. But you kind of hit it. Personal training is when your goals are very, very specific. Getting in shape for a certain event, and you're on a timeline. You've got 11 weeks till your wedding. Maybe you've got some injuries or movement patterns that need to be corrected before you can participate in something like the group training. Working with a trainer one-on-one will correct your form, make you stronger. Certain medical conditions or very sport-specific training, that's when you would work with a personal trainer, one-on-one rather than as part of a group.
How many personal trainers are available to work with?
Right now we have three personal trainers that all have great availability.
Three in Wasaga Beach?
Yes.
And what about Aurelia?
Aurelia, we have two full-time personal trainers, and we're seeking to hire more. Mm-hmm. And Alliston, we have four trainers.
Very good. Yeah. Is Alliston bigger than Wasaga Beach? Or
by about 800 square feet.
All right. Well, that's fairly substantial, isn't
yep.
it? Yeah, fairly. Let's get back to group training for just a minute. Is there an additional cost over and above your membership for that?
There is a cost with group training. It is a very economical way to work with a personal trainer because you're sharing the time with others in the group. Mm-hmm. So it ranges, like a weekly investment would be anywhere from $25 per week to $45 per week. So that's one time a week at $25 up to three times a week at $45. So there's really good value in the three times a week. Mm-hmm. We expect that might be something a lot of people choose to do because for only $25, $20 more,
yeah.
you see a trainer two more times.
Yeah, That's very good.
Yeah.
Now, what about personal training?
Personal training is the priciest option because you're getting the full attention of a trainer. However, we have structured it so that it can be very affordable. So it can be as low as $120 per month for one time a week, half hour sessions, which sometimes all a client needs to get started and get some kind of guidance. The packages go right up to, you know, $600 or $700, but that's for three times a week, 1 hour sessions. And it's usually very specific clients.
Yeah.
With very specific
somebody who's going to get married and wants to be in great shape.
Perhaps, yeah. We have insurance clients who come from car accidents, who need to build a certain amount of strength so they can function in life again. Athletes, people training for police, firefighter testing, the physical testing, because it is very, very demanding and hard to pass, and they usually have a certain amount of time before they have to take those tests.
Yeah. Well, Rosanna, this certainly has given us a little, actually a broad view of Anytime Fitness, and one of the greatest advantages, I guess, not only the equipment that you have, but of course the hours that you keep, which is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Yes.
Which is quite amazing.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for being with us today, and perhaps we can continue on with this fit and healthy. I think we all need to be fit and healthy now that the spring weather has arrived and we'll be down at the beach or wherever. So thank you very much, Rosanna, for being here. And everybody, that's another edition of Fit and Healthy at Anytime. You're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.